The United Nations today released its fifth Global Biodiversity Outlook report. Amongst other things, the report reiterated the need for strengthening environment laws and policies to protect vulnerable species and ecosystems around the world. It specifically named an Australian native mouse species as the first mammal extinction due to climate change. That joins a list of three species extinctions in Australia in the last 10 years, and scientists report there are another 17 species currently at risk. It also coincides with an ongoing independent review that has so far shown the Australian government's environment laws are not effective, yet are planned to be relaxed even further. Aidan Moller spoke to the Australian Conservation Foundation's Basha Stasak.
So this is the fifth Global Biodiversity Outlook that's released by the UN. And what it basically looks at is how we are tracking towards the global biodiversity targets that are set. And unfortunately, the report card was not good. What it found was that the world was going to not meet any of the targets that were set. So there was a little bit of good news in being able to say, look, some of them, six, are sort of in progress to be partially delivered upon.
What does it say about Australia's contributions to the current extinction crisis?
Well, what it highlights is it names the bramble cane melomy, which is a species that was declared extinct, a few years ago as one of the species that we've lost in the last decade. So the report really highlights that we have this decline globally in biodiversity and this accelerating species extinction. And it looks at some of the species we've lost, and it names and highlights the melomy as one of those.
How do they declare an animal officially extinct, and why is this extinction so significant?
Well, there's something called the IUCN Red List, which is basically a list of species that are tracking towards extinction that might be threatened or may already be extinct. Australia also has its own listing processes, so there's a scientific process that goes into looking at declaring a species extinct and also declaring species as threatened and endangered. It's very, very significant because, of course, once we lose these species, we can't get them back. So Australia has lost three species over the last sort of decades, and scientists are sort of reporting that there are another 17 that are probably really at risk, which is obviously incredibly sad, but it also has knock-on effects. Once you lose certain species from the biological system, then that impacts other species. And so then you begin to and can begin to see this acceleration of extinction, which does ultimately impact all of us because we are just as reliant on nature and on biodiversity, whether you look at that from the purposes of tourism or whether so many people come to Australia for our unique wildlife, but also in the way of our agriculture. Our agriculture is reliant on a healthy biodiversity system. These things do have knock-on effects, and that's why it's so incredibly significant.
And this mouse species that was the first mammal extinction due to climate change, it's really significant. And what is the government currently doing to avoid future extinctions?
Well, this report sort of comes at a really opportune time for Australia because right now Australia is undergoing its second review of its national environment laws. So this is a statutory review. It's something that has to happen under the current National Environment Act. And there was an interim report released by the reviewer, Professor Graham Samuel. And what he found in that interim report was that, yes, Australia's natural world was in decline and that the current act, its current laws were not working, that they weren't protecting the environment and they needed to be reformed. And so that review, and he proposed a bunch of recommendations, and that review is very much ongoing and it's set to conclude at the end of October. Unfortunately, at the same time as this came out, the government chose to move some amendments to the current act to devolve powers to states and territories. This is approval powers for projects. And this is really a move to weaken our environment laws because in most cases, states and territories have much weaker standards of protection and they can often be quite conflicted as well. And so handing over these powers to the states and territories really is a way of fast-tracking these extinctions. So what we're really pushing for the government to do is to wait for this final report to come out, look at the recommendations very closely, and move to strengthen our laws and introduce an independent regulator, because the environment is actually one of the areas where we don't have any independent regulator at the federal level, so that we can ensure that the laws that are set are enforced.
Basha Stasak from the Australian Conservation Foundation, speaking to The Wire's Aidan Moller.